Continue off into the third and final hour of Zombo's Deep Archive, playing shows from 13 years ago. The show originally aired either May 6th or 7th of 2010. You can hear my other show 13 years later, which will actually be this next Friday. Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., having 3 hours of live Zombo in your brain. Right here on WRCT in the Pittsburgh. If you want downloads of shows, you can go to ZomboCo.com. I got all kinds of shows you can download and hang out. It's all free. Stream them. Wear them like a hat. I don't care. Here's the last section of the Deep Archive for this week. So let's dig in, man. We'll be right back.
top. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Well, look at this pretty from ear to ear. I'm so happy for the love that I found. Pretty little girl, she never let me down. I'm so proud of the way that she looks. I love it like something from a storybook.
Sparrow in the barrel. You can hear this guy huffing and puffing in the background going, oomph. Johnny Sparrow. We are at Prithy Plaid Skirt and Long Black Socks. Mel Smith and the Light Riders going out to Rock and Pete. The Party Stomp, the Egyptian. Sinful Woman, Bill Browning. This tune. Bad Woman. The Wheels. And the amazing Lord Rockingham's 11 with Fried Onions. The girl from Chicago, Benny Bell. Mwah! Chicago, not Cucamonga. I don't know who did that. And Lazy Bum gets Jesus Chrysler drives a Dodge. Screaming Blue Messiahs. Zombo in your brain? Got lots of great. This show is going to be really... See, this is a rewarding experience. Pay attention. You can have rewarding experiences in life. See, I could go home and I could make a fake radio station on Facebook and say, I just played Pretty Bad Skirt for Rockin' Pete in my own little fantasy land. Yeah, what does that do? Nothing. What does that do? Nothing. This, it's a little something. It's not like I helped the world out in a big major way. But, you know, I make a miserable existence, not so miserable. And that's a good thing. This Facebook thing, it is just like, you know, that's worse than porn. You know? I mean, I would rather, of course, I'd rather do that. I'd rather do that than this radio show. Matter of fact, I'm going home right now. See you guys later. I'm going on that internet for some pornography. Now, I can understand that. That's that. That's pretend. That's life. That's the thing. That's it. Facebook, man, that's like reading a magazine that is all advertisements. You get nothing out of that. You know, a video game? That's pretty Xbox. Don't even start me on Xbox. Don't even start me on these morons that play Xbox. And if you're offended, good. This Xbox and the Nintendo or whatever, the innuendos. Now I'm shooting a guy. That's weird. I mean, Facebook is retarded. That Xbox stuff where you're, like, killing people and stuff, that's weird. That is spooky to me. Like, you know, hey, this is funny. I'm shooting all these guys, and I blew up a vehicle. You poor, 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 frustrated person. It is sad. It is sad. You got, and it's not too different from, you know, who was that? Wasn't Brave New World? He was saying something about people just having like all these goofy experiences that really don't amount to anything. That's just kind of like, they kind of make you feel good for the moment, but there's really no substance to it. Crazy how that's came about, isn't it? We have people pretend farming. Then we have the ultra macho pretend killing people. Then we got the other people pretend finding treasure. And then we got other people, you know, spending hours trying to kill a robot or whatever. It is crazy. You just take one step back and look at that and you go, man, that is weird. That is weird. And not even fun weird. Like pornography. That's fun weird. But this is just weird. I mean, because, you know, the pornography, there's a lot less raping. I'll tell you that.
lot less crazy guys out there. You want to keep those kind of people in their house on the computer. Those are the kind of people you want to separate from society. Maybe you want to separate all these killy guys, too. Maybe there wouldn't be so many. Maybe there should be a reality of you're a suicide bomber. Then maybe there wouldn't be any of that. Maybe people would just pretend. That would be a good Facebook thing. I just killed all these people on my Facebook jihad. There you go. There you go. Now you happy? You pretend killed a bunch of people. It's a lot less work and a lot less damaging to society as a whole. So, yeah, so you might be thinking, oh, he really gave it to Facebook, but, hey, wait a minute. Now he's talking about my Xbox. This guy's a jerk. This guy's probably never played Grand Theft Auto number 28, where you jump off a cliff while you stab some guy, while you steal his drug money and whatever, dude. Don't get me started. I'm already started. All right. I want to play this. This is for Ian, the truck driver. He wanted some Harry Belafonte. And I could go on Facebook and pretend that I have an imaginary friend. Maybe I do. Maybe I'm living in some weird, crazy fantasy world where I'm doing that. And it doesn't really exist. Nah, not really. I'm not that far out, baby. 412-621-WRCT is the telephone number. Or you could go on Facebook and pretend. That's it. Or you could go on your Xbox and blow up the radio station. There you go. You're on it. We're missing all those humps from Johnny Sparrow. This guy humps. Listen to that. That's great. He's just huffing and puffing, man. I think he had asthma. Here's Grizzly Bear. Harry Belafonte for Ian the truck driver. Got some more great music coming your way. So get off Facebook, get off your Xbox, and get off your ass.
Don't get us wrong. Good high fidelity is wonderful sound. Just listen to it.
Oh, that grizzly, grizzly.
Grizzly, grizzly, grizzly bear. Jenny, Jenny, Lucille will see your man away. Oh, you are with Lucille that night. So you are with Lucille that night. Good golly, Miss Molly, look out for Jenny, Jenny, Lucille will see your man away. Long, 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 she had it for me.
your mama and tell me if you love her for me. Cause she's got a baby, let him let him see for it.
Give me lots of action.
Oh, baby, 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 do you love me? Now give me a touch of your lay a lion way. I gotta know it, mama. I can't
read your mama
and tell me if you love her. She said, oh, baby, let evidence be for
a song of the frogs.
What kind of frogs?
Well, honey, there was Baby Frog, then there was Mama Frog, and then there was Daddy Frog.
Oh, tell me about Daddy Frog.
Well, honey, Daddy Frog went a-rocking with the old Jada Bug, grabbing that scandal with a big frog hug. Well, now all the cats were just a big red frog. Rocked and rolled around Daddy Frog.
Daddy Frog.
Roddy Ride is a chillin' rock and roll band that you pick up fast on his lily pad. You painted bits are real hard cats, and I dig the most you water gnats.
Daddy Frog! Daddy Frog!
Well, I pick up awesome all that long. You make it easy for Daddy Frog. Well, the cats eat up, then they got their feet, and the foolish love sounds from a thousand feet. Moved out from the depths of that big red fog on the rocky roller board of a other fog.
Daddy Frog!
Kovsnosky, program director of WRCT. I am proud to announce that the latest radio listening survey once again gives WRCT a higher Pittsburgh rating than XEWB, Mexico City, CSCH, North Bay, Ontario, LB10, Buenos Aires, the voice of America!
Yes, sirree. Man, that's some
some good and irritating music at the same time. That was Daddy Frog by Big Daddy and the Little Sisters. Evidence that speak for itself, Bill Gray. Man, that was off a record. I'd like to thank my friend Jeff from Golden Oldies in Tacoma for the world's worst rock and roll record ever. He actually put a really great compilation of the world's worst rock and roll. That was a pretty bad one. Out tonight, the Big Six, the Jam, doing Slow Down, the Larry Williams tune. Look Out, going up to Rockin' Pete, Rockin' Bradley, and same at it, Warpath, Davy Allen. And it is just you and me, your old pretend buddy. I guess this is pretend, right? Radio's pretend? Nah, it's doing something. It's doing something. Actually, I got a good call. Someone's doing the reality game. It's called Painting Their Walls. That's a good reality game. There's nothing wrong with pretend. It's just when you pretend all day long. They have a word for that. It's called psychotic. You know? People who are just incessantly collecting imaginary gems, fertilizing imaginary crops. Maybe if you did it like for like a minute a day, just for chuckles, I could understand that. But like, it's a career, you know? Hotel land's the other one. I build me a new hotel. In your dreams, literally. I got to talk. Because everybody's posting pictures online today. See, that's the thing. Internets are for email, pornography, downloading free music, and buying cool stuff you can't find in the store. That's it. When it comes to, like, playing cuckoo games, boy, I tell you, if I ever see you playing those games again, I'm going to grab you by your ear and pull you away from your computer. Because here's the deal. You're posting them pictures online, you can't take them back. That made no sense. That made no sense. That's like cuckoo. That's like I make it up. But then pretend land Radioville. I'm on Radioville, everybody. I'm Radioville. I'm doing PSA. Man, where's my Facebook at? Where's my face? Okay. Okay, when you put it up to your friends, your family, not so friendly people. That's the thing. There's creepy people out there, too. You may ask, I need help fertilizing my crop. Then some creepy guy comes over there who probably wants to strangle you. He says, oh, I'll help you fertilize your crop. And you make a nice little relationship with this creepy guy. All of a sudden, he says, well, thank you so much. You're the best imaginary farmer friend I've ever had. Sure. Would you like to meet at a dark corner in the alley? Oh, sure. Where's that in pretend land? Because there's a very unfriendly people out there. Myself, one of them. All it takes is a few clicks and your image could be all over the internet. So think before you post. Visit that cybertipline.com. Message brought to you by the Department of Justice, Missing Exploited Children, and the Ed Council. Did you receive savings bonds decades ago? Imaginary savings bonds from Treasury Land. Why don't you do that? Look what I found in my drawer. I found some imaginary treasury bonds. You can't beat finding real treasury bonds. Just let me tell you. Yeah, that's real money, Chief. You know, you might have got them for your graduation, your birthday. You stick them in your drawer. A real drawer, not an imaginary drawer in treasury land. You may be among the millions of people who altogether own billions of real dollars. This is money you can spend at a store. Not money you can spend in some imaginary cafe in the nether reaches of your imagination. It's billions of dollars, baby. And that's a lot of money. That's $1 billion. All right, savings e-bonds are 30 years old. They stopped earning interest. These bonds are worth several times their face value. Real face value. This is money, not pretend. Hello? Is this thing on? This isn't pretend world. You can get these savings. You can go to treasuryhunt.gov. Another thing you can use your internets for. You can go there. You can cash them in and you have some money to start working for. You get not to buy an Xbox. That's treasuryhunt.gov. Public service message from the Treasury Department, of course. I don't understand why they have that on there. If I was the Treasury Department and I owed billions of dollars to somebody for like 30 years, I'd keep that sucker on the QT. You know? It's like, hey, where's this billions of bones? Where's this 30 bones you owe me from 30 years ago? I don't know what you're talking about. That was 30 years ago, dude. That's 30 years ago. I mean, somebody owes you money for longer than a month, you consider it history. You know, you lend somebody, like $5, $10, And, you know, then you, if it goes by like a month, then you feel like a real jerk asking for your money back, and it's your money. You know, and they pretend like it never existed, like it was an imaginary land. Oh, you mean I borrowed real money from you? I thought I borrowed money from you in Bankville. No, it was real money, and you owe it to me. And you know who I'm talking to. You owe me money. You owe me a big bunch of money. I don't know what I'm talking about. The other thing that gets me is, you know, borrowing money is borrowing money to a friend's one thing. You don't. Somebody on the street does not borrow money from you. That money is gone. And I'll tell you one thing. Nothing is more ironic than somebody begging for money while they are smoking a cigarette. Oh, yeah, let me give you some more money for cigarettes. Because that's where that money's going. I just love that. I got a cigarette dangling out of their mouth, and a cardboard sign saying, you're homeless. Homeless? Why don't you be smokeless? Oh, you kicked out of your house for smoking? I don't understand that. You know, and cigarettes are expensive. That's real money. I'll tell you what. Why don't you go on Facebook and go to Tobacco Land? There you go. I just smoked a whole carton of cigarettes on Tobacco Land. It's endless. It's endless pretend. They used to call that psychotic. Now they call it the internet. It's like playing with a dolly. You stop playing with dolls and little G.I. Joes when you're how old? When you're how old? 37? I don't think so. I don't think so. What am I playing? Oh, this is Lightspeed Companion. Man. And this is Flaming Lips. Let's see, did I tell you about that? Oh, I told you about the bonds. Let me tell you about a show here. This is great because I'm getting things effectively done. Ooh, man. These guys should be on Farmville. WRCT Record Library has all kinds of groovy electronic music. It's got you, oh, chilling and grooving on your couch. Couch dancing, DJ Firefly, Girly Girl, Yahoo. Wednesdays, 3 to 5:30, your couch will never be the same. And Zombo, the name stands, I pull my own promo card. A chill down my spine. Listen every Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the wildest, weirdest radio waves ever. And that's in the real world. That's in the radio. That's a real radio thing. It's not pretend land. Okay, so I got that done. Got the concert calendar coming up at 1. And see, that's why a lot of you guys don't do anything. I figured out why a lot of you folks, you know, I say, hey, there's this great show happening here. There's this great art. I'm going to be telling you that at 1 o'clock. But, you know, I figured out you guys are on that Facebook going to imaginary events. Oh, I just saw the Beatles in, you know, Woodstock land. You did? Well, you might have typed it and you might have thought about it, but it's pretend. Used to be called crazy, this crazy psychotic. Now the guy walking down the street talking to himself, that guy's not crazy anymore. He's on a Bluetooth. I hate you. That what really grinds my gears. People walk down the street talking to themselves. You know what I'd like to do? I like to take my phone out, stand right next to him, and go, yeah, hello, yeah, uh-huh, yeah. I'm right next to some big idiot who's talking on his cell phone. Yeah, the guy has no idea I'm talking about him. No, he's a moron. Yeah, he's on his cell phone. But the Bluetooth is even worse. I was like, are you in Star Trek? Are you Uhura there? On your talking to nobody? Walking down the street talking to nobody. That's sad. So, you know, that's why I think we should give all these homeless crazy people, we should give them cell phones that don't work and Bluetooths that don't need charging. They can walk down the street, talk to themselves, and nobody is alarmed that there's a crazy person talking to themselves. That's how we remedy that. And then if you want, give them a dollar for a cigarette. I'm cantankerous today. You can tell. I'm on these new vitamins now. And I don't know what's going on. I have no idea what's going on, but I'm on these, like, new vitamins. Maybe I should go to Vitamin Land on Facebook and just pretend take my vitamins. I like that. Let me do that right now. I think not. WRCT is what you listen to. Zombo is in your brain. A real brain. Not like on Facebook in Brainville. I'm so glad for the folks that are out there actually doing something. Actually using this radio show as a little backdrop for some hard work and some things that at the end of the day, you lay back and you go, wow, I had a good day. Isn't that a good feeling? I painted this. I did this wall. I did this. Not like I collected some imaginary gems from Facebook. That is sad. Here's The Grave. This is a good tune by Tony Casanova. In Your Brain.
Thank you. jealous she was doing me wrong. Leave old daddy over here all alone. Someday, honey, you'll understand. I'd appreciate a real true man, yeah. Plain genuine, a little bourbon too. Running around that soul, never do. Hold my hand, say I'm your man. I love you, baby. Can't you understand? Well, I saw you running around the other night. Eyes bugged out, you looked like you're tight. Guy you was with, he looked real mean. Kind of fella I'd never seen. Lights in the joint was turned down low. Heard you whisper, you're my daddy. Oh, yeah. Drinking wine, a little bourbon too. Running around, that's all you ever do. Hold my hand, say I'm your man. I love you, baby. Can't you understand? Well, I sit in the booth real close to you, sipping along slow on my bottle of brew. Jukebox is playing a sad, sad song. Entitled, baby, you're doing me wrong. I left the joint walking slowly home. Heard a voice say a gal's done wrong. Here she comes a knocking on my door. She'll find me reaching for my old border boy, yeah. Drinking wine, a little bourbon too. Running round, that's all you'll ever do. Hold my hand, say I'm your man. I love you, baby. Can't you understand? Drinking wine, yeah. A little bourbon, too. Running round, that's all you'll ever do. Hold my hand. See, I'm your man. I love you, baby. Can't you understand?
Whiskey, whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down and opened you up and passed you around. John was the first one to pull you down. He took one drink and he started to clown. Passed you to Hazel, Jane, and Jack. Penelope got you and passed you right back. The doorbell rang and what did you see? In walked Henry, Fred, and Marie. They hit you high, they hit you low. They hit you fast and they hit you slow. Whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Another, they reached on the shelf and grabbed your brother. It's a shame the way they did you in, then reached up and got your brother Jen. Grandfather Wine began to tremble with fright, wondering if the party was gonna last all night. Grandfather Wine knew without a doubt he was next in line if the juice ran out. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Everybody, they've got real tight. Now they want to start a fight. John never did nothing wrong in his life. Now he's in the corner with the policeman's wife. Frank's so drunk he can hardly see, trying to make love to Penelope. She took a bottle and hit him in the jaw. That's when the neighbors called the law. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around.
WRCT is the best place to be. Send the music out your way 40 hours every day.
Yep, all those old promos. You can only hear them now, but actually on this show. I don't know where those old promotional recordings went, but we can't play them anymore. I can't find them anywhere. You're listening to the Deep Archive. This is Zombo's Deep Archive. That is playing old Zombo in your brain. Right? Yeah, it was still called Zombo in your brain 13 years ago. You have zero idea or really want to bother to dig through a lot of old stuff to find out when exactly it did become. Because it was originally, the show was originally called Zombo's Mondo Record Party. Then it was called Zombo's Record Party. And then one day I just freaked out on the radio and said, Zombo in your brain. And once I said Zombo in your brain, it got stuck and there was no turning back. So Zombo in your brain can be heard actually 13 years from this. This show originally broadcast May the 6th or 7th. It says the 7th on my log, but I heard a recording of myself saying this was recorded the 6th. It does not matter. But it was 13 years ago. And that's pretty awesome to dig in and hear some of the things back from there back in the time. I have no idea when this airs. They've been moving my encore slot around a bit. I don't care. As long as, you know, just you and me hanging out listening to it. Needless to say, you've been listening to this here station, WRCT, and go to ZomboCo.com if you want to download a bunch of Zombo shows and things of that nature. Here my other show, the real show, Zombo in Your Brain, still that name, 13 years later, Fridays 10 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. And like I say, WRCT Pittsburgh, in the Pittsburgh, I remain in your brain.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. My name's Joe. Thank you for joining me. And as always, in the studio with me is Deputy Dan, my parole officer. How you doing, Dan?
Joe, it is an absolute pleasure to be here and making sure you behave yourself.
Yep, I can't go anywhere without him making showers quite awkward.
All right, Spack Brother Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers Pizza is located in Lawrenceville. For more information you can about their online ordering, you can check out their website at spackbros.com. That's spakbros.com. Or give them a call at 412-362-7725. That's 412-362-7725 or spackbros.com. All right, getting into the music here tonight on Joe's Garage. I've got a pretty good lineup of tunes. I'm trying to fit some more like classic 60s garage rock in there.
Ah, my kind of jam.
Yeah, some surfer rock for the summer here. Also got a little just odds and ends thrown in there that I feel. What do you got lined up, Danny?
I got some old stuff, I got some new stuff, and I've got some weird stuff.
Well, that's what we shoot for here on Joe's Garage. Well, I'll be starting things off tonight with some Thundercat to come, but first, the Kinks. A bit of a lesser-known song of theirs of I Need You. Keep it tuned in here, 88.3 WRCT.